إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah first introduced himself with the famous ayah which we all know, which is Ayat Al-Kursi. And with this Ayat Al-Kursi, Allah سبحانه وتعالى introduced himself, and this is called the mightiest and the greatest ayat of the Quran because it is the introduction of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnih. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. Wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi illa bima sha'a. Wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wa al-ard. Wa la ya'uduhu hifzuhuma wa huwa al-aliyyul azim. After this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, La ikraha fi al-deen qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayy. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And then Allah said, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. I remind myself and yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat which came after Ayatul Kursi, and as we know the Asbabun Nuzul of this ayat was when the Banu Nazir were leaving Medina. There were some children of the Arabs who used to live with the Jews of Banu Nazir, and the Arabs came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we had given our children to these people to bring them up. Now they are leaving Medina and they are going off to Khaybar. What should we do? Should we take our children back, or should we allow them to go with the Banu Nadir? And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, La ikraha fi al-deen qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayy. Allah said that there is no compulsion in religion, meaning that when somebody is not a Muslim, there is no compulsion on that person to enter Islam or not to enter Islam. So there is no force. La ikraha fi al-deen, unfortunately, some people misunderstand this and they think that this applies to Muslims. It does not apply to Muslims. It applies to people who are not yet Muslim. So for them, it is said that there is no force in deen. There is no question of conversion by the sword or by the gun or by anything. It is up to the person. If he wants to accept Islam, very good. If he does not want to accept Islam, that is his choice. Islam does not force anyone to enter the deen. La ikraha fi al-deen. There is no compulsion in religion, in deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ. The difference between guidance and misguidance has been clearly marked. It has been clearly shown. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ. The difference between guidance مِنَ الْغَيْءِ has been very clearly shown. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something which I want to draw your attention, my attention to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. The one who rejects the taghut, who rejects غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, who rejects anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, I remind myself and you that what is meant here is the importance of making an active choice. A choice to reject all that is not from this deen. Consciously reject. There is no concept in Islam of having this and that together as one. Something also from here, something also from there, something also from there. Oh, that sounds nice, oh, that is good. No. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْءِ. Clear differentiation between guidance and misguidance. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَاغُوتِ. The one who makes kufr of taghut, the one who denies the غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, the taghut. By taghut is meant all things that are worshipped other than Allah. By that is meant all forms of law that are other than the Sharia of Islam. It is meant all those who tell people to obey them in opposition to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So taghut is a big, is something with a big meaning. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Belief in Allah is what? It's not an intellectual belief. It's not a passive belief. Belief in Allah means to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask help from none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and to follow the sunnah of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of this is meant, is understood in the meaning of yu'min billah. And then Allah said, what happens to them? فَقَدِ اسْتَمْثَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. The one who does this, the one who actively rejects everything other than Islam and actively accepts Islam, this person has grasped a handhold which will never break. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to grasp this handhold, because this is the handhold with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will never break. فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِسَامَ لَهَا, will not break. Active choices, not passively sitting around, not making one khichdi of our way of being. If something from here, something from there, and we think we are doing a great thing, you are committing shirk and kufr if you do that. Please understand very clearly. There is no something from here, something from there. Actively accepting the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission to Allah, and actively rejecting everything else. Both are equally important. Active choices. And the one who does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he has grasped a handhold which will never break. Let us consciously make this choice. We want to grasp the handhold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which will never break, because that is the only one which is going to be with us in this life, that is going to be with us in our qabr, that is going to be with us at the time of death, that is going to be with us inshaAllah in the akhirah, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us into his jannatul firdaus bi ghairi hisab inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this handhold, but to catch that hand, to grasp this handhold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La ikraha fid din, up to you, do it or don't do it, makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, up to you. Consciously, actively make the choice, reject everything that is ghairullah, reject everything which is other than Islam, consciously accept Islam. And then what happens when you grasp this handhold? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. Allah is the wali of the mu'mineen. Allah is the wali of the mu'mineen. We like to say, I want to become wali of Allah. Allah said, Alhamdulillah, may Allah grant you this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am the wali of you, I am your wali. I am the wali of the mu'min. What more do you want from this? You want to become the wali of Allah. Allah is saying, Allah is your wali. For who? For the mu'minin. For those who actively make this choice. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. What happens if Allah is your wali? Yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. Will take you out of darkness into light. Will take you out of misguidance into guidance. Walladina kafaru. And those who deny this. Awliya'uhumut taghut. Their awliya, their wali, and their awliya is who? Those things, all those other than Islam things that you want to gather unto yourself and that you want to feel friendly with, all of those are your awliya. What will they do? Yukhrijuhum minan nur ila zulumat. They will take you out from the nur and put you into the darkness. Take you out from guidance and throw you into misguidance. And what happens then? أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. For them, there is the fire in which they will stay forever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make the right choices. What he has mentioned to us is clear as a bell. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to see the reality and to make the right choices and to give us istiqamah to remain on those right choices and to help us to grasp this handhold. And we say this because we can put up our hand, but it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grab the handhold inshallah. It is his promise and he does not go against his promises. So therefore we ask Allah for this handhold which will never break, and we ask Allah to keep us in his care and his maghfirah and his rahmah and forever and ever inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.